Well, the winter road trip has started. We have made it as far as Lexington, Kentucky, and the Griffin Gate Golf Club. And here with us is the head professional, Colin Gooch. And Colin, tell us a little bit about this golf club, and also you're part of a Marriott resort, at least for now.
Yeah, we have a Reese Jones design. He came in 1981, designed a beautiful golf course here in the Bluegrass, and we are on site of the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Golf Resort and Spa. We're just going under a name change and a rebranding with new ownership, and we're really excited about the additions that they plan on making to the property over the next year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about that. What might change? Are you expecting some improvements to the golf course too?
Absolutely. Luckily, Reese did a great job with the design, so there's very little for us to do to the course other than some, you know, minor things. He came in 2015 with the bunker renovation as well. But yeah, you know, little things we're thinking outside the box that we can offer our members and resort guests, you know, such as an upgraded practice area, which we don't have now. But as you see across the golf landscape with the Top Golfs and the other companies out there, there's ways that with limited space, you can create a very cool practice experience. And I think that with ownerships, you know, taking my advice and looking at things like that, we'll be able to create something like that here.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the golf holes out there and maybe a couple of them that get a little more conversation and discussion from the golfers.
Yeah, it's an interesting golf course. You know, on the front nine, we have three par fives and three par threes. You know, you after the first couple holes, after number four, you're like, the couple of par threes or par fives, I should say, are reachable, number one and number three. And then number two and four, the par fours are kind of short. And after that, you're kind of like, well, this course is going to be pretty easy. I'm going to take it deep. And then you get over to like five and six, and like, oh, okay. And then after that, the par fives for the rest of the way are all, you know, 180 or farther. Some of them are even 230 from the tips. So it's a really challenging course, but it's fun. I think the one hole number 10 with the long par five with the water all the way around, that usually is the one a lot of guests talk about when they come in, about how many golf balls they might have lost. But if you play it the right way, you know, maybe not play for birdie, but if you can get a par there if you just play it smart.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have some houses on the back, but for the most part, they sit back pretty far, and it's not like to reach those greens, the golfers have to hit over somebody's swimming pool or the barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. It can look a little intimidating if you haven't played the golf course before. You know, you come into this wide open front nine, they go in the back, and we have this community of 1,000 so homes that's been there for a better part of 25 years. But yeah, it looks intimidating off the tee, and then you see the trees and the houses. But really, when you got in the fairway, like, I have a little bit more room. So again, it puts you at ease.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your pro shop, your grill. It looks like you're kind of on the backside of maybe a little bit of a historical building here.
Yeah, the mansion's been around. Used to be a Five Diamond restaurant as of about 10 years ago. Now it's mostly used for banquets and functions and that sort. But it's been around since the 1860s. And our golf shop in 19th hole right behind that directly. We just renovated that space in 2017. Just modernizing a little bit, but all of the golf shop, we offer all types of the newest, latest, and greatest toys that are out there in apparel. So the 19th hole, for instance, it's your basic, let's grab a quick bite and talk about our round. But yeah, it's a good place to gather before and after your round and talk about all the birdies you made out there.
Mm-hmm. What is your golf season down here? Can it be pretty much year round if Mother Nature cooperates?
Yeah, it can. You know, April through October is our peak seasons, what we call it. But November to March, you know, we're open all year round. For snow on the ground, we're obviously not. But, you know, you get days like today where it's, you know, almost 60 degrees and you see golfers out there. So, yeah, we are open all year, but season's typically the best time to come is April through October.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that you get some people to come over and play golf if they're in town to watch UK sports or get over to the horse race track.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we get the Keeneland horse races are April and October. Even get some traction from the Derby, even though it's in Louisville, but it's an hour away. But UK, you know, basketball, you know, that kind of season is tough. But if you get days like this today, you know, it will have some resort guests come out and play. But for football as well, you get some of those teams that come up and stay that are going to go watch the game. It's a good kind of a weekend getaway. You can go play some golf on Friday, head over to the stadium on Saturday, and then maybe get in a quick round Sunday before you leave.
Well, tell us How would somebody set up a play and stay if they're driving down to, from Chicago or headed back to Chicago, maybe in the spring from a winter down south?
Yeah, we get a lot of play from that, actually. You know, the snowbirds coming back and forth, and we're not too far away. GriffinGateGolf.com is our website. You can book a stay and play package there. You don't have to be staying at the resort to play the golf course. We're fully open to the public, but we like you to get the advantage of the whole experience. You stay at the property. We have packages that include lodging, breakfast, and golf unlimited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you expect any shutdown of the golf course when ownership changes and improvements are getting made?
We you know, luckily, from what I've understood from the ownership group, they don't really want to affect play too much. So I think if there's going to be any significant construction done to the golf course, it'll be during that November to March season to not interrupt. You know, that's our time of year, April through October. So there may be a little bit here or there, and we'd be excited to once we find out what that's going to be and what that's going to entail. But yeah, I don't think we'll see too much during season.